Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Coming of Bill by P.G. Wodehouse. This book is read by Frederick Davidson. Book One, Chapter One, A Pawn of Fate. Mrs. Laura Delane Porter dismissed the hireling who had brought her automobile around from the garage and seated herself at the wheel. It was her habit to refresh her mind and improve her health by a daily drive between the hours of 2 and 4 in the afternoon. The world knows little of its greatest women, and it is possible that Mrs. Porter's name is not familiar to you. If this is the case, I am pained, but not surprised. It happens only too often that the uplifter of the public mind is balked by a disinclination on the part of the public mind to meet him or her halfway. The uplifter does his share. He produces the uplifting book. But the public, instead of standing still to be uplifted, wanders off to browse on coloured supplements and magazine stories. If you are ignorant of Laura Delane Porter's books, that is your affair. Perhaps you are more to be pitied than censured. Nature probably gave you the wrong shape of forehead. Mrs. Porter herself would have put it down to some atavistic tendency or prenatal influence. She put most things down to that. She blamed nearly all the defects of the modern world, from weak intellects to ingrowing toenails, on long-dead ladies and gentlemen who, safe in the family vault, imagined that they had established their alibi. She subpoenaed grandfathers, and even great-grandfathers, to give evidence to show that the reason 20th-century Willie squinted or had to spend his winters in Arizona was their own shocking health way back in the days beyond recall.